This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. No notes, no teleprompter, no assistance. I come up with the big news stories that I think will interest you, and we talk about them on the air, and I react to them, the Root reaction and the Root rant. And I think the biggest news story of the day by anyone's standards, because it triggers liberals and makes them go insane, is that President Trump reveals he's taking hydroxychloroquine as a preventative. And by the way, my doctor on this show, the guy I had on this show, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko from New York, who gave it to 1,500 people, he has said on this show it should be a preventative. There should be a study about it as a preventative because it works best when you're not really sick, you know, when you're not deathly ill. And that's why the VA study that showed hydroxychloroquine doesn't work was a failure. It was set up to fail. It doesn't work on people who are at death's door. If you're already dead and the COVID-19 is taking over your lungs and taking over your body and taking over your organs and they're all failing, it's too late. It works at the first onset of disease. And he said at the time, I remember on the show, I seem to remember him saying that we should give it as a preventative to all the first responders. Well, Trump is the ultimate first responder as president of the United States. No question about it. We can't let our president get sick. So Trump's taking it as a preventative every day, and liberals will lose their mind. And Neil Cavuto gives strong warning after Trump's revelation, says the president could die. No, this hydroxychloroquine has been used for 40 years for a ton of different sicknesses, mostly malaria and lupus and autoimmune diseases, and it has no major side effects, is what the doctors have said. And it's what the doctor I spoke to, Vladimir Zelenko, said. It's just ridiculous that anybody would get worried about that. I mean, I'm happy Trump's doing it. As long as he's taking it with zinc, that's the whole key. Trump said he's taking it with zinc. Because that doctor said that zinc is the key, that hydroxychloroquine is like Superman, and it rips open the cell of the virus, and it pushes the zinc in, and the zinc does the real damage and kills the COVID-19 virus. That's the way the doctor described it from New York. So, zinc is the real key. And what has Wayne Root taken for the last 40 years? Zinc. And megadoses of vitamin C. And megadoses of probiotic to keep friendly bacteria in your gut. Very important to keep from getting ill. And lots of garlic. I like garlic as well. A triple whammy of good news today powers the Dow up more than 900 points. Funny enough, the largest bit of good news in the Dow was that Moderna announced an early-stage human trial for its coronavirus vaccine successfully produced COVID-19 antibodies in participants. The biotech company said a large clinical trial to determine the treatment's effectiveness would follow in July, and their shares soared more than 19%. So that was the biggest bit of good news. And I'm sure the economic data was terrible, and that made the market soar, because that's what happened for 8 years under Obama. The worse the economic news, the more the market soared for 8 years under Obama. Why? Because Wall Street doesn't operate the way you and I think it should or you and I would. If I heard bad news, I'd say, oh, that's terrible for America. Oh, man, I don't want to buy stock. I'll sell stock. I'm scared. No, Wall Street thinks bad news. That means the Fed has to get involved and interfere. And if the Fed has to get involved and interfere, they're going to throw money at Wall Street. And they're going to make it easy to borrow money, interest rates low. And they're going to drop stimulus on the economy, and everybody's going to get rich on Wall Street. And so we're happy. We buy more stock. And the worse the news is, the more we'll buy. My guess is that's why, that's one of the reasons the market is going up right now. And the other reason, of course, is that they think there's some sort of vaccine on the horizon. And, of course, people like me, conservatives, don't think a vaccine's ever going to save you. I'm not anti-vaccine, and I'm not anti-big pharma. Sometimes. But some of the time, I question them big time. And I question whether there is a risk or reward here. Does it make sense to take a vaccine, especially in its first year of production? You've got to be crazy if you think I'm a guinea pig. Wayne Root's not anybody's guinea pig, and my kids aren't your guinea pig. Let's see how it works in the first year before I would allow my family to take it. And I'm sure all of you feel the exact same way. Yet we keep hearing now it's going to be mandatory. Well, let's see how you carry that out. Let's see what your mandatory vaccine looks like. Because we're going to go to court to stop that. If I don't want it, I'm not taking it. You're not jabbing me with some vaccine in its first year. What have I said on the show? It might be good. Let me watch and see. But first, I don't want a car in its first year of production. I don't want a Mercedes or a fancy Ferrari in its first year of production, even though the car costs $500,000. It sucks always in the first year of every car model, no matter what you spend on a car. $20,000 to $500,000, first year always has problems. They got to work it out. In year two, much better model. Usually year three, the best of all. So I don't want that early stage vaccine. I don't want to be the first guinea pig that gets it. Not to mention the fact that flu vaccines do not work. So I don't know why this would be different, but maybe it will be. We'll see. But flu vaccines just never work. See, I don't know why. What did I put out? I put out a tweet the other day and said, why is the government afraid to announce the one thing that everybody should know? Your best bet against coronavirus is just to boost your immune system with great vitamins, great healthy food, organic food, vegetables and fruit, and a low-carb diet, and lots of vegetables, fruit, and protein, and then lots of exercise. That's the way you build your immune system, and there's no cure for coronavirus, but it's a better chance to avoid it is to have a strong immune system. And if you get it, hopefully, that means you get it milder than the average person. You're not going to wind up dying in a hospital in the ICU on a ventilator. Not a fact in life, it's just my belief is that health is the way to go. Build up the immune system. I'm not talking about coronavirus, I'm talking about everything. Cancer, heart disease, diabetes, everything. Vitamins, healthy food, healthy diet, prayer, and exercise. That's the answer. And that's the one thing the government won't tell you. Amazing. Good news, Oregon's coronavirus restrictions ruled null and void. Governor had 30 days to declare an emergency, and after that it has to get approved by the legislature. You can't keep banning people from going to work indefinitely. You can't keep people locked down indefinitely. Florida Keys is reopening hotels and ending checkpoints in June. They'll reopen to tourists starting June 1st, allowing hotels to resume business at 50% capacity. No more checkpoints. While this is going on, let's listen to the insane liberal politicians. New York City mayor threatens to shut places down, calls on residents to continue to rat out their neighbors. The mayor doesn't like the fact that people are out this weekend. And he says, if I have to shut the places down, we will. To help further shut down the city, de Blasio asked New Yorkers to tattle on their neighbors if they see restaurants or bars where people are not adhering to its social distancing edicts. If we have instances where there is non-compliance, I want to know about it. I want any New Yorker who sees any place allowing dining in to call 311 immediately. They will be visited immediately with inspectors, and there will be serious fines. And if we have to shut places down, we will. And then he said today, there will be no swimming at any of the city's beaches, and warning residents they would be taken right out of the water if they even dip a toe in the water. If you want to walk on the beach, fine, but no swimming, no parties, no barbecues. Anyone who tries to get in the water, they'll be taken right out of the water. Adding there'll be fencing that will be in position. Oh, my God. If that isn't a communist tyrant nutcase, I don't know what is. You know, if you want to say to me that You don't want people to be near each other. I don't agree. Outdoors, it's fine. But that's okay. You want to do that, that's fine. I've been in the park the entire last 3 months, in the morning and the night with my dogs and my fiancé, and lots of other people are in the park, and I couldn't care less, and nobody's wearing a mask. Matter of fact, I was on the Strip. What night was I on the Strip? Saturday night? Yeah, I was at my favorite restaurant, Texas Day Brazil, Saturday night. And afterwards, we decided to take a drive down the Vegas Strip, famous Vegas Strip on a Saturday night. And there were hundreds and hundreds of people out on bicycles, including entire families, taking a bike trip down the Vegas Strip. And not one person had a mask on. Not one. See, you just don't understand. Nobody cares about your edicts anymore. They're all laughing at you. They're mocking you. They think you're idiots. They know that it's healthy to be outside with their family exercising. They don't need a mask outdoors, and there's no reason why you can't dip in the water. Why can't you go in the ocean? How ridiculous is that? Where's the rule that says you get coronavirus? Because walking on the beach is okay, but if you put your toe in the water, we're dragging you out. Because what? Is there coronavirus in the ocean? We now know it's all in nursing homes. The people dying are like 90 years old in a nursing home, slumped in a wheelchair. You should have taken care of them. Spend billions to take care of them if you have to. But the rest of us can go on with our lives, and that includes opening our businesses, that includes dining out, and that definitely includes putting our toe in the ocean. I could go swimming in the deep ocean. What are you talking about? Where do you get your ideas from? And Illinois, it's not just New York, Illinois businesses defying the governor's order may face a $2,500 fine and jail time. Folks, if you're not understanding now that Democrat governors are tyrants and idiots and fools and cowards, they are. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
Now is the time to help people. And that is what Sharing Hope is all about. It's actually to help you in these challenging days. You might want some inspiration and expertise about faith or financial help or homeschooling or family dynamics. And it's all in one place. Again, it's called Sharing Hope. And it's free. Words of wisdom from doctors, artists, thought leaders, all meant to give you a shot of encouragement. Sharing Hope is presented by the folks at MediShare. It's a service to you. Check it out at hope.metashare.com. That's hope.metashare.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates, and learn how to protect friends and loved ones. Find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I mentioned in the last hour, if you weren't with us in hour number two, I mentioned that I had kidney stone surgery a year ago, and it's not really surgery because they really just go in with a laser and they literally just sand the kidney stone down to its tiny little pieces and it comes out easily and you're out that night, so you're not in the hospital for overnight at all. So it's not that big a deal, but they do put you out and you are, you know, with a surgical team. And the amazing thing about Liberty HealthShare was they paid the entire bill. The whole $27,000 hospital bill was paid for a year ago, and I didn't have to worry about it. I didn't have to stress. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. Thank God for Liberty HealthShare. Well, we're going to find out if Liberty works again. I'll have a new personal story to tell you, because I got kidney stones again, and I had a CAT scan, a CT scan today, and the doctor called me and said, it's just a giant stone. It's not going to come out without us going in to sand it down. So I'm going to have this... Yeah, I'm going to have the surgery on Friday. The things I do for my fans. Do you realize I've had this pain for 4 months? But it was like when I played football. I am such an intense guy. I could roam the field and hit people. And if I broke an arm, I'd probably play the whole game with the broken arm. Wouldn't even feel it. Because when I'm zoned in, I don't feel pain. So whenever I do this three-hour show, I feel no pain at all. None. Right now, I can't feel any pain. But the minute the show's over, I'll be like, oh, man, that hurts. Wow, I got to get that taken care of. I got a kidney stone again. Well, that's been going on for 4 months, and I've been hoping that I would pass it without surgery. Well, I got to have surgery. So Friday, I'm going to have surgery. But look at the bright side. It's another great example. We'll get a great personal story out of it that Liberty HealthShare took good care of me again. Let's hope that they take care of the hospital bill, the anesthesiologist, the doctor and the surgeon, let's hope, and the nurses, everybody, the team, surgical team, let's hope everybody's taken care of by Liberty HealthShare, because I used to pay $2,000 a month, and Aetna took care of nothing, nothing. They never paid a damn bill, even though I was paying in $2,000 a month. And now, you know, for a family with four kids, you pay only $529 a month, and they take care of everything. They've been the greatest to me. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. This is my fourth year, and I've saved $72,000 just in monthly premiums. And so I'm about to have another kidney stone surgery, and we'll see if they take good care of me. Like I always say, it's not health insurance, Liberty Health Share. It's better. It is Christian healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. There's no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. Go, baby. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Thank God they've been around for me, 855-58-LIBERTY or libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. So I mentioned the Texas doctor, Yvette Lozano, who praised President Trump for his advice on how to treat COVID-19 patients. Texas doctor Yvette Lozano explained to a large crowd at an anti-lockdown protest in Dallas that due to the advice of President Trump, she has successfully treated COVID-19 patients. I've asked Andrew Paul, by the way, to get her on the show, and I hear she's going to be on my show this week. So she says, where and how did I learn how to treat COVID patients? I got to tell you, I learned it from the President of the United States, Donald Trump. Trump was giving daily interviews to the media, and he came across a treatment protocol that's been successful in France, and he thought that was newsworthy. And the take-home message for all of you, it's called hydroxychloroquine. It costs $13. It's been on the market for 60 years. It's the candy for lupus, she said. It's considered a vitamin for arthritis patients. And for some reason, those bureaucrats that are standing next to our president that think they know more about medicine than I do are telling me I can't use it. In fact, not only are they telling me I can't use it, she said, in two states it's completely illegal to prescribe this. She's talking about Michigan and my state of Nevada. No doctor can prescribe it until you get to the emergency room or the ICU in Nevada. She said, most of my colleagues are afraid to use it because the agencies they work for have told them the risk is too high. But it's not too high. You heard Dr. Vladimir Zelenko on my show tell you it doesn't even have side effects. It's as safe as Motrin. So hopefully we'll have her on the show in the next day or two. I mentioned this in hour number one. Mexico's coronavirus death toll exceeds 5,100. You better thank President Trump because the entire Mexico would be at our door rushing through the border. But Trump convinced Mexico at gunpoint, basically, hey, if you guys want to keep getting money from us, and if you want to keep getting business from American consumers, and if you want us to sign the new free trade agreement, then you better put Mexican troops on the border and keep people out. And they did. And there's really nobody coming over the border anymore. So with all those people dead in Mexico, and think how many are sick, trust me, how many businesses must be closed in Mexico? I haven't even heard. Does anybody know? Love you to call me and tell me, 833-WAR-TALK. Is the Mexican economy closed? Do they have business closed in Mexico? Because if so, they're starving to death. If so, they're homeless. If so, they're poverty-stricken and penniless. If so, they're going to be all running to our border. But Trump's got the border covered. Thank God. Can you imagine if Biden was president? Ugh.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is citing tremendous progress in the development of a coronavirus vaccine and a possible treatment or cure.
This was some big announcements are coming and have just come out.
Stocks are soaring on Wall Street as investors cheer that potential coronavirus vaccine. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 912 points to finish today at 24,597. President Trump says he's taking the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine after consulting with White House doctors. Dr. Jeanette Neshwa reacts to the news.
It's important to understand, first and foremost, this is an FDA-approved drug. It is not new. It's been around for many years, and he's taking it as a prophylactic preventative measure, which I think is very smart to do.
Dr. Neshwa speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root and the Waynes are wild. I've got a Wayne guest right now, and I know this is a nationally syndicated show, but first of all, number one, Vegas is my flagship station here at KBET, 790 AM in Las Vegas. And number two, I do live in Vegas. I like to use Vegas as an example for the country. And number three, what happens in Vegas, in my opinion, happens all over these United States of America. What happens in Vegas doesn't stay here. It's a sign of what's happening because we are the, you know, kind of the crossroads of America. And 45 million tourists a year come to this town. And what happens here, I think, is a sign of what's happening everywhere. So I believe we've got a lot of election problems in this country. And I've got Wayne Thorley on. Yes, another Wayne. Wayne and Wayne. The Wayne and Wayne segment. Wayne Thorley is Nevada's Deputy Secretary of State for Elections under Secretary of State Barbara Savaski. And so, Wayne Thorley, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Wayne.
All right. So obviously, you know, I don't want you to be defensive. I want to have a real conversation here. And I'm not against you. I'm on your team. I want you to do well. But I believe there's massive voter fraud everywhere in this country, not Nevada, everywhere. And that voter fraud is just one specific area. I believe illegal aliens are voting left and right. Tell me why I'm wrong in Nevada.
So I have no evidence that there is widespread voter fraud going on in Nevada. I'm not going to say we're perfect. Nobody's perfect. But any evidence that, where you said massive amounts of ineligible.
Of illegals. I'm saying just ballots. Illegal voters voting. Yeah, illegal aliens voting.
Yeah, there's no evidence that is happening. And if there is evidence that that's happening, I'd certainly like to see it. I know the secretary would like to see it herself, and we certainly would investigate that.
All right, so let me ask you this question. How could there be evidence when there's no voter ID? If we had voter ID and you demanded proof of citizenship, then, or you can't vote, then there'd be proof that there's voter fraud going on. How could you possibly know if there's voter fraud when no one is required to provide voter ID?
So voter ID would not help verify citizenship. IDs are available to non-citizens that are here on visas or student work or student visas, things like that. I wouldn't solve any problems related to that. We don't check citizenship, and no state checks citizenship when someone registers to vote. There's no system that we have found that is accurate enough, reliable enough to do that. The list of eligible voters in every state is open to public inspection. Anybody can go look at that. If they see individuals that they know are not citizens on that list, they can challenge those voters. But nothing we do is in secret. And so I just don't see the evidence of that.
All right, so let me go back and ask you about something you just said. We're talking to Wayne Thorley, who is Nevada's Deputy Secretary of State for Elections, because I just don't get the disconnect here. You just admitted, and it's not some new wild admission. We all know it. I talk about it in the show all the time. Every single illegal alien in this state is allowed to register at DMV, and nobody's allowed to ask them when they get their registration, hey, are you legally allowed to vote? Are you a citizen? Nope, you're not allowed to ask that. And now a new law was literally passed that makes it even worse. It's not even like they're saying, I want to register. In 2015, Question 5 passed, which is an automatic voter registration at DMV. So when you get a new or renewed driver's license, you're automatically registered, and you could be an illegal, and you're registered. So then we know illegals are voting, Wayne, don't we?
So, first of all, if you are applying for a driver's authorization card, which is available to individuals that don't have documentation, nobody that applies for a driver's authorization card goes through automatic voter registration. They are automatically filtered out. For those that are applying for a driver's license and supply documentation to the DMV indicating that they are not citizens, so this could be any sort of immigration-type visa, a foreign birth certificate or other identification that they provide to the DMV, those people are also filtered out of automatic voter registration.
But what if you don't provide anything? What if you just say, I'm getting my driver's license and I want to be registered to vote?
So you have, you have to provide two pieces of documentation, at least two and sometimes more in certain cases, in order to get a driver's license with the DMV so that they can verify your identity and residency. And so they have to provide something. And so if they
But they don't have to provide anything that says they're a citizen.
They do not.
Right. A lot of them are voting, right? I mean, you could just extrapolate that, right? I mean, here's the thing. I got to tell you something. You're not gonna say, oh, this is proof. But I have lots of friends in California, and I visit California a lot. I lived there for 13 years. And, you can't meet 10 people on the street in California without meeting 8 Democrats. Sometimes you meet 10 people, you meet 10 Democrats. In Las Vegas, it's completely different. Everywhere I go, I meet nothing but Republicans. You speak to 10 people at a party in Vegas, 8 or 9 of them are usually Republicans. So how come we keep losing the state and it's become a blue state? I think we're being outvoted just a slight amount. I think Republicans outnumber Democrats in the state by a little bit, but we lose every election because illegals are voting. And the only thing I can tell you is it's just that gut instinct that in California, everyone I speak to is a Democrat. In Nevada, they're not, yet we lose every election. And by the way, since the day that illegals were given driver's licenses by Brian Sandoval, we've never won another major election in the state other than your boss, Secretary of State Barbara Stavesky. That's the only race we've won of any importance in the state since the moment we gave illegals driver's license. Doesn't that seem a little bit of a connection to you?
Well, it's not true that there are more Republicans in the state than Democrats. If you just look at the voter registration numbers...
I'm not discussing that. I'm saying if I speak to 10 friends informally at a party in L.A., they're all liberals, and I'm the only Republican in the room. If I have a party in Vegas, and I walk in, everyone in the room is a listener to my show, and they're all Republicans. It's just a different feel here. This is not a Democrat state, yet Democrats win every election. I'm just telling you, there's something wrong, Wayne. And it's, maybe it's registration fraud, so it's not called voter fraud to you, and that's not your business. You'll say that's not what you're dealing with. And that's fine. Give me that answer. But there's massive registration fraud in state. Illegals are registering when they go to the DMV.
So there are more registered Democrats than Republicans in the state. I mean, that's just the...
I'm well aware. And maybe a lot of them are illegals.
And we have seen issues with voter registration, and that's one issue where Secretary Stavesky has been very active, is on the voter registration side. But again, there's just no evidence of massive amounts of voter fraud that you're in.
You and the Democrats all say the same thing. I mean, I know you're not a Democrat, but they all say the same thing. If you say voter registration equals voter fraud because illegals are registering, I keep hearing the same argument. There's no proof. And I go, there's no proof because you don't have voter ID. You can't have no voter ID when Mexico has voter ID with both thumbprint and photo. Why shouldn't we have voter ID in the United States of America to prove that elections are fair and elections are not being taken over by illegals? Why not have strict voter ID? Who's that a terrible thing for? Tell me.
Secretary Stavesky is very supportive of voter ID.
There you go. Good.
Both
good.
She was in the legislature as an assemblywoman and a senator and as Secretary of State. As I'm sure you're aware, it's up to the legislature here in Nevada to
implement
vote on voting laws, and they have not seen fit to do that. But the secretary is supportive of voter ID.
All right, so let's talk about mail-in primary election that's underway now through June 9th. There's 222,000 inactive voters receiving mail-in ballots. Many don't even live at the address anymore. Some of them are dead. So people are receiving multiple ballots. I get those emails. I get those calls all the time. How do you ensure that people don't fill out and mail back multiple ballots?
So ballots can't be picked up by just picked up and voted by anyone. So every ballot is specific to an individual voter. And if that ballot is picked up by somebody who is not that voter and they attempt to vote that ballot, it will not be counted because their signature on the ballot return envelope will not match the signature that's on file.
And so you guys think that you can look at a million ballots and decide whose signature is right and who's wrong out of a million ballots? Who's looking at a million ballots, Wayne?
We are. We do it every election. It's no different than the in-person process. When somebody shows up to vote in person, they sign the poll book, and the poll worker checks the signature that they just put on the poll book and compares it with the signature we have on file for the voter. And that's how we verify the person's identity.
I get it, but I've never seen anyone be turned away from that. I don't think anyone even bothers looking. I've watched. They don't care. They can't tell if my signature is the right signature or not. Come on. Yeah, look, my question is why send ballots to inactive voters in the first place when you know many of them don't live at that address anymore?
So that was a county decision. The Secretary of State's plan included only sending ballots to active registered voters.
Wait, say that again. I'm trying to think what you mean by that. Say that one more time.
So the Secretary of State's plan included only sending ballots, mail ballots,
to active registered voters. So
an active registered voter, which is the majority of the voters on the rolls are active registered voters. It's someone that we have a verifiable address from. The Clark County decided to send ballots to also inactive registered voters. An inactive registered voter is simply a person that we have reason to believe does not live there anymore, either because we sent a mailing to them and it's been returned as undeliverable, and then we sent them a postcard asking for a response that was forwardable, and they haven't responded. So we know somewhere around probably over 90% of inactive voters no longer live at the address at which they're registered to vote.
So why send the ballots to them? Because you're saying it's not your fault. It wasn't Barbara's choice. It was obviously at a much higher level. It was at the legislative choice.
It was Clark County decided to send the ballots to them as part of an agreement to.
Would you agree that's problematic? Does that not set off alarm bells that somebody wants voter fraud to increase by some percentage?
So these individuals are still registered voters. They are eligible to vote in the election. So it's not like they're sending ballots to ineligible voters. We just have a high degree of confidence that they don't live there anymore, but they're still registered voters. And again, nobody can just pick up these ballots and vote them on that person's behalf.
All right. Hey, Wayne, we got to run. You've been on the hot seat, and I don't always agree with what you say, but I appreciate you coming on the show and facing Wayne Root. You get points for that. And we appreciate you coming on. Say hi to the Secretary of State, Barbara. Wayne Thorley, thanks for coming on. Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day, 30-Use Protective Face Cover, in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of immune booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the problem I have with the last interview with Wayne Thornley, look, he came on the show. Give a guy credit for coming on the show, but every word he said makes no sense. Nothing he said makes any sense. Nothing. First of all, I have the proof on my phone. Okay, text messages from Democrat organizations and liberal organizations in the state of Nevada that all say the same thing. Get out and vote. No one cares if you're a citizen. There's no voter ID. Go vote in Spanish. Vote multiple times. If you vote, we'll have a big party. We'll give you free things if you show your EBT card. Trump's going to kill you. Trump hates Mexicans. Trump kills Mexicans. Go vote early. Go vote often. No English required. No ID required. Don't have to be a citizen. And they're sending it to me in Spanish. Why would you send someone a text urging them to vote in Spanish and saying it doesn't matter if you're a citizen and if you don't drive, we'll come get you unless you're asking illegals to vote? They wouldn't even be sending every single one of the texts was aimed at illegal aliens and telling them to vote. Of course illegals are voting. Stop telling me illegals aren't voting. Then why am I getting the texts? Why am I on these organizations' lists? Okay, I can't tell you why. I'm not going to tell you why I'm on the list. I have a secret way of getting on their list. And of course, they don't know they're sending it to Wayne Root. They have no idea. They actually think they're sending it to a woman. And I'm not going to tell you the woman's name because, of course, some of these organizations are listening to my show all the time. So they think they're sending it to a Spanish woman when they're sending it to Wayne Root's text message. And I'm getting all their urging of illegals to vote. It's coming in Spanish and English. Usually half the message is in English. The other half is then translated in Spanish. And they're telling you to vote early and vote often and vote multiple times and no ID required. And you don't have to be a citizen. And you don't have to drive. We'll drive you to the polls. And if you don't vote Democrat, Trump will kill you. He murders Mexicans. And if you think this is happening because illegals aren't voting, and if you think this is happening only in Nevada, you're a freaking idiot, or you're bought and paid for, one or the other. So I don't understand any of Wayne Thornley's answers, because we all know it's a fact that only Democrats passed the law that says you are automatically registered to vote when you go to the DMV to get a license. Everybody knows that. It's registration fraud. You may argue it's not voter fraud, because once you're registered, you're not illegally voting anymore. It's totally legal to vote. You're a registered voter. But the reason you're a registered voter is you're an illegal alien, and society agreed, our idiotic Governor Sandoval agreed that it was the right thing to do to give illegals driver's licenses without ever considering they'd all vote. And then when they go to the DMV is in North Korea, right? DMV, it used to be that no one was allowed by law to ask them, are you a citizen? If they ask for a voter registration, you have to give it to them. Now, nobody even asks. You automatically get it. It is a fact. Question 5 passed. Automatic voter registration at DMV. When people get a new or renewed driver's license. How would you assume that illegals getting a driver's license are not registering to vote when they automatically get registered to vote? And we all know that voter ID is demanded to get into Anthem Country Club, where I lived for 20 years. You can't get into any guard-gated community in the entire Las Vegas without ID, with a picture on it, government-issued ID with a photo on it. So who's coming in the gate? Tons and tons of illegals. The nannies, the maids, the gardeners, the pool people who clean the pools. It's all illegal Hispanics coming in the gate of every single wealthy community in Las Vegas. They've all got ID. We know that. They've got driver's licenses. They show them. But yet, when it comes to voting, they say, Democrats say, oh, it's racist, because poor people and people of color and illegals cannot get the necessary identification. Really, why? They can't get it. They've all got it. How would they work? We all know they're on welfare. We all know they get food stamps. We all know they get Medicaid or Obamacare. How are they getting? They get housing allowances, aid to dependent children. How do you get that? You cannot get a dollar of government money without showing ID. So how come you can't apply it to voting? And then when I ask about 220,000 inactive voters receiving mail-in ballots, Wayne Thorley admitted it wasn't his choice or the Secretary of State's choice. They would like it to be only active voters, but Clark County, which is Las Vegas, demanded it. Okay. Demanded it, so why are they demanding it? It's run by only Democrats, Clark County. What do you think their objective is? How naive can you be? The whole state has been taken over by voter fraud. As I said, if I walk around the streets or I go to a party, lots of Republicans, lots and lots of Republicans in the state and in the city. In Los Angeles, I admit, no. Nobody's a Republican. California, no. San Francisco, no. So explain to me why we vote blue. And the answer is very close, Republican, Democrat in the state. What puts Democrats over the top is illegal voting by illegal aliens. Harry Reid machine, voter fraud, illegal voter registration, if it's not voter fraud, it's registration fraud. But it's happening, and if you don't admit it's happening, then you're naive, or you're a liar, or you're mixed up, you're confused, or you're on the take. I don't know which one it is. It's one of them. So it was gutsy to come on the show, and I thanked him for it, but not one answer he gave made any sense. And he was clearly very angry at me for having the temerity to ask the questions. But none of the answers made sense. Any of you think the questions made sense? No answer he gave made any sense at all, any logical sense at all. Something's wrong. There's a cover-up.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.